Zuckerberg to defend impact of Facebook, Instagram on teens with other tech giants at Senate hearing. By Lucas Nolan on January 31, 2024. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is set to testify before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday to defend Facebook and Instagram's impact on young users amid ongoing scrutiny of the tech giant's social media platforms. Executives of Snapchat, TikTok, X/Twitter, and Discord will also testify. Bloomberg reports that in his prepared remarks, Zuckerberg plans to focus on the benefits Facebook and Instagram provide to teens and Meta's work on child safety tools and protections. "Teens do amazing things on our services," Zuckerberg is expected to say. "They use our apps to feel more connected, informed and entertained, as well as to express themselves, create things, and explore their interests. Overall, teens tell us this is a positive part of their lives." Zuckerberg will also highlight Meta's investments in safety, noting the company has 40,000 people working on safety and security and has spent over $20 billion on such efforts since 2016. The Meta CEO plans to ask lawmakers to pursue legislation implementing age verification and parental controls, and advocate for industry standards on age-appropriate content. The Senate hearing comes as Facebook, Instagram and other social media platforms face ongoing criticism and scrutiny over their impact on mental health, especially among younger users. Zuckerberg and other tech leaders are expected to defend their platforms and outline steps they have taken to protect child safety. The hearing, focused on child safety online, will also include the CEOs of TikTok, Discord, Snap Incorporated and others. It provides a high-profile opportunity for lawmakers to question big tech leaders about protecting children online. Breitbart News will be reporting on the hearing today and it can be watched live at the United States Senate Committee on the Judiciary website here. Read more at Bloomberg here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.